Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our discussion of Akedas Yitzchak. This is very, very special, basing ourselves, as we did in the previous shir, on the Sefer Le'emunas Itenu, which is a commentary to Rav Kook's commentary to the Siddur Olas Re'iyah. So it's really, most of what we're reading is from the Olas Re'iyah. But we also have some help from Le'emunas Itenu, Rav Tau Shalita. Now, sweetest friends, this shir should be a schus for Refuah Shleima, for Daniela Masha Bas Yiska Rachel and Toivu Dispas Tamagaz Bizel Shar Chol Yisrael and for Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rachel and for Esti Sara Bas Ariel and for Amamis and Shoshana Rezel Zara Chaya Vikayama Bisoch Sha'ar Yisrael has Kukim Lepri Batin. Sweetest friends, it says that Hashem tells Avram Avinu V'lech Lecha L'Eretz Amoria go to Mount Moriah V'ha'aleyu Sham Le'ola Al Achad He'arim Asher Omar Ilecha, and lift your son up, raise your son up as an ola, as a karban, on one of the mountains that I will tell you. So we see here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell Avram Avinu what mountain he is to go to. Rather, Asher Omar Lecha, I will tell you b'nevua, the exact location of the mountain, and that makes the Nisayon even stronger and even greater. As Rav Kook writes, Kan higia or hakodesh shel nisayon lemadrigato hagvoa vanifla. Here the holy light of the nisayon reaches its highest and most wondrous state. Shechutz mehabaa shel tzivui vehaaleu sham leola. Besides the expression of the commandment, raise him as an ola. Achrei kol hahitpa'arut ha'amuka vehaamitit biyikrat skulato hanifla'a shel haben hanechmad. So this is all, as we discussed in the previous shir, that Avram Avinu was imprinted by Hashem with such tremendous love for his son, as Bincha, as Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta, and this created a fire within Avram Avinu to love Yitzchak. Continues Rav Kook, Hinei Tzarech Haya Ruach Lios Od Amitz, Melo hold ve'oz ve'gvura ve'simchas kodesh ad kedei liyos ov muchan le'nevua. So now, after Avram Avinu is feeling this tremendous love and connection and fatherly feelings towards his son, his spirit had to be even more courageous. Melo hold, filled with glory, ve'oz and strength, ve'gvura and power, ve'simchas kodesh and joy. Ad kedei liyos od muchan l'nevua. Pele plos, Rav Kook points out, that Avram Avinu also had to be besimcha. Because here we have a situation where Avram Avinu doesn't know where to sacrifice his son Yitzchak. In order to know how to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, he has to receive a nevua. In order to receive a nevua, he has to be besimcha. Because we know that ein shechina shor lo mitoch atzvus, Ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah, shenemar vata tchuli menagein, vayha kenagin amenagein, vati yad alav yad Hashem. That you see that Avram, that the Gemara says that you need to be besimcha when you're receiving a nevuah. That's why we find in the Navi that in order that the spirit of nevuah should rest upon them, they needed music sometimes. So, les shchinta sharia ba'asar pagim, the shchin is not shoren a makom pagum. So if Avram Avinu is going to the Akedah, and he's feeling, Kol ma David rachman l'tov, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. But he's feeling dikaon, he's feeling yeyush, he's feeling even the slightest bit depressed. It's not going to work. He's not going to know where to sacrifice him, because he's not going to get the nevuah. So that would be a great onus for Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu could just get himself in a bad mood that he has to sacrifice his son. The nevuah can't come. And now Avram Avinu doesn't have to sacrifice his son. So that's why Avram Avinu had to be amitz melei hod v'oz v'gvur v'simchas kodesh. He has to be amitz. He has to be courageous. He has to have an internal feeling of emun and bitachon and Hashem. He has to be melo hod. He has to be filled with glory. He has to create a complete harmony between the deep love of the son that he has and the love of Hashem that he has. And one can't push away the other. He has to both love his son and Hashem at the same time. as Rav Kook writes, Ahoru hatama hana'a shel kol orot ha'chaim v'kol kochot ha'avaya kulam b'stadrutam ha'nifla'a. Hod is the fitting together, the harmony between all the lights of creation, and everything works in concert. So that's what Avraham Avinu had to do. Avraham Avinu had to have this hod, where on one hand he's feeling love for his son, on the other hand he's feeling love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time he has to have simchas kodesh. He has to have tremendous simcha. Because Eina Shechina Shora Ela Mitoch Simcha. You have to be Yosek in Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So here Avraham Avinu had to have Simcha. So now we see a new insight. Rav Kook has such profound insights into the story of the Akedah. Now we see that V'haleo Sham Le'ola L'chad Arim Asher Amar Lech, I'm going to tell you. Meaning you have to strengthen yourself. You have to put yourself in a state of Simcha in order to receive the Nevuah. Otherwise, Segayt Nisht, it doesn't work. So we continue, my sweetest friends, this commentary of Rav Kook on the Akedah is pilei pilei plos. There's no other way to describe it, at least in my words. Continues the pasuk, Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram got up in the morning. Alright, so you read Avram got up in the morning and you go, Vaito, let's get to the story. No, says Rav Kook, Minuchat ha-nefesh shel ha-neshama ha-kedusha shel ha-ov ha-kodosh eison ha-ezrochi lo nishbita. The calmness of the soul, of this holy neshama, of the holy father, Eitan Hezrochi Avram Avinu, lo nishbisa, didn't rest. In other words, didn't stop. In other words, Avram Avinu was in a state of complete calm. He didn't need to take Ambien, as a large percentage of the population has to take, in order to go to sleep at night because of the stresses of the day. No, no, and no. Rather, Avraham Avinu, all he had to do, all Avraham Avinu did was go to sleep. How do you go to sleep before a time like this? Shnato lo nihiyasa. His sleep wasn't broken, writes Rav Kook. Alav mitocha yidiyah, shnato lo nihiyata alav, mitocha yidiyah brura haba'alo b'dvar Hashem. So Avraham Avinu wasn't waiting for the command to be cancelled, to be nullified, for Hashem to say, no, 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 you really don't have to kill him. Avraham Avinu knew that now he's a Navi, and the Navi was, as a Navi, he was told to sacrifice his son Yitzchak, and he's got to do it. And yet, he was still able to sleep, a peaceful sleep. Isn't that amazing? I think so. What do you say, Moshe Yehuda? What do you say, Morty? What do you say, Reb Shmuel? It's amazing that Avraham Avinu, what do you say, Gil Amir ben Penina, that Avraham Avinu was mamish zoche to go to sleep the night before the Akedah. Even though this is before the great moment of his life, that he's going to do something, that he's going to cut off his entire future, everything he lived for. And yet he still was able to go to sleep. So in the previous passage we learned that he was besimcha, and now we learn that he had to be v'simcha, and now we learn that he also can go to sleep. V'shum rege shel kehut shel rishuv shel dik'ut lo nit'arev behemayat nafsho ha-metohara. So Avraham Avinu didn't do his actions from kehut chushim. His senses were not dulled. There wasn't any rishul. He wasn't lazy. He didn't abandon the normal way of doing, of living. There was no dika'on, there was no yeyush, no despair, no feeling of loss, no weakness was able to mix in behemayat nafsho hamitohara in his soul that was being purified, that was now being elevated amongst all of the low parts of creation and of life. Avraham Avinu's soul was being elevated with this Akedah, and his senses were not at all dulled. He was completely aware of what was going on. He was with all of his strength and all of his power, and he slept well that night, and now he's ready to go to the Akedah. Continues the Rav, Shnat Yisharim bin Mucha v'alizat Kodesh Avra v'zman ha'ashkama ba kesidra. Ve'oz Hashem המשווה רגליו כאיילות, לרוץ כצבי ולהיות גיבור כארי ולעשות רצונו של מקום, שמחהו כי ישכים בבוקר. He slept a straight sleep with rest and the joy of holiness. And then came the time to get up. He gets up, runs like a deer, and is strong like a lion to do the will of God, who supports him. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. So those three words, there's so much to learn. He got up at the regular time. He got up bright and early, ready to do the will of Hashem. But also he went to sleep in complete calmness and serenity the previous night. Continues the pasuk. Vayachavosh es chamoro. He saddled his donkey. Explains Rav Kook. Hapeula rishona biyishuv hadat hagdola letzorach halicha lemehiruta ulevitchona gam yachad. First thing he did with complete sense of serenity to enable him to travel both quickly and with a sense of bitachon, he chavishat hachamor, is saddling the donkey. Hayta avodato shel oto tzadik lakdim ota al yeter hamachshirim. The avoda of this tzadik, this tzadik's avoda, was to make this saddling of the donkey precede all other preparations. Habaim acharei shekvar yisoda yikari shel hamitzvah kvar ye'ase b'shleimuto. That come after the basic foundation of this mitzvah, we're already done in completeness. In other words, first thing he has to do, the most basic thing he has to do, is saddle the donkey and get going. That's why the Torah tells us he saddled his donkey. Why should that be important to me? The answer is, this is machshirei mitzvah, he's preparing for the mitzvah, and he's chovesh, his chamor, he saddles the donkey, b'yishuv hadas. And we pay attention not only to the mitzvah itself, but also to the preparation for the mitzvah, and this is the first and most basic preparation for his mitzvah. Continues the pasuk, v'yikach et na'arav ito v'et Yitzchak b'no. He took his attendants with him, together with Yitzchak. Says Rav Kook, Hirgish et chashivuta shel hapula hakdosha hazot. He understood the importance of this holy act. In other words, not only now is he going to do a mitzvah when he shechs his son, but he realizes this is an important mitzvah, and therefore a person, even specifically, when going to do an important mitzvah, should act in a mechubadik way. It says, "Afilu b'shas sakana lo yishana adam es atzmo min rabbanus shalo." Even b'shas sakana, even in a time of danger, one shouldn't, says in Sanhedrin, Sadi Beis Amid Beis, one shouldn't change from his rabbanus, from his state of importance, like Rav Bloch, who is the Rosh Hashivan, tells, was never seen without his long coat, without his Rosh Hashiva's frak. And he would only take it off if he was sitting alone in his room and learning. But that was, he had to present a certain image. Because he's the Rosh Hashiva. He said that on his table, he used to have the finest china, even if there was no food to eat. Because that's the Hashivas, that's Malchus. Tells was Malchus. So here Avram Avinu is going to do this important act of the Akedah. So he has to act. He has to bring people along with him. Show the chashivas of what he's doing. Bring his attendants along. Bring his gabayim along. His big rabbis have gabayim. Avraham Avinu is no less. Maybe that's the makor that big rabbis have gabayim. I don't know. It says in Rashi that when Hananel, Mishael, and Azariah were taken to the furnace to be burned, so they were wearing their finest clothing. Because when you're going to do a mitzvah, you dress up for the mitzvah. Ulvachin lo nachfan ruchol bekirbo, למעט על איזה בידי בזשקגה, אפילו קצת מהסתרים המכובדים ליש המעלה. So his spirit didn't fall within him to diminish, even by accident, anything that would make this act less mechubetik and not befitting a person of the stature of Avraham Avinu. So not only didn't he do anything, wasn't he down, but adarava, el shalakachet, shnei ne'arav, he took his two lads, hamiyuchadim lichvodo v'shimusho, who were there to honor him and to serve him. Ve'ofen hamarchiv et hadat, in such a way that expanded his das, imo, even though he didn't really need them, but it's nice to have people who are gonna attend to you. He said Avraham Avinu was no less than a big Hasidic Rebbe, so he needed his attendants, even though they weren't necessary. But that makes the act even more mechubed. V'hem ayu mitzorafim imo b'shtarkei ha'chaim haregilim, and these two people, these lads, shnei ne'arav, they were with him in his normal life. V'et Yitzchak lakach b'tor beno. And Yitzchak he took as his son, filled with the fire of life and his deep love. So here it is, sweetest friends. On one hand, you have him taking his attendants with him, because he's a man of honor, a man of dignity, so he has his attendants. And then it says Yitzchak beno, so he's medayik, the Rav Kook. We know Yitzchak is his son. No, he's taking Yitzchak as his son. He's filled with the fire of life and his deep love for Yitzchak. So you have living side by side harmoniously, both the kavod that Avraham's showing for this event, and you also have Avraham Avinu with Yitzchak feeling the love for Yitzchak, the burning love that only a father has for a son. Sweetest friends, this was a short gathering. And Mirtz Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya V'li Neder, we will continue next time with Vayavaka Tse'olah. And we should be Zoche always to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learned today, with Simcha. And we should be Zoche to Ruach HaKodesh and Zrizus. And we shouldn't forget about the Hechsher Mitzvah we have to in order to prepare the Mitzvah. And our deeds should be done always with Menucha, with Rogan, with Serenity. We should be zochah b'karav mamish to call a brachas. Amen. Ken yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.